Chapter 2. For you yourselves know, brothers, our visit to you was not in vain, but having suffered before and been shamefully treated, as you know, at Philippi, we grew bold in our God to tell you the good news of God in much conflict. For our exhortation is not of error, nor of uncleanness, nor in deception. But even as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the good news, so we speak, not as pleasing people, but God, who tests our hearts. For neither were we at any time found using words of flattery, as you know, nor with a pretext for greed, God is witness, nor seeking glory from people, neither from you nor from others, when we might have claimed authority as apostles of Christ. But we were like little children among you, like a nursing mother cherishes her own children. Even so, affectionately longing for you, we were well pleased to impart to you, not the good news of God only, but also our own souls, because you had become very dear to us. For you remember, brothers, our labor and travail, for working night and day, that we might not burden any of you, we preached to you the good news of God.